How can you convince sponsors to choose for your event? How do you create additional value for your sponsors? What do you offer them and at what price? Tom Bellens and Geert van Overschelde have the answers. Hi Tom, hi Geert, welcome to our studio.
Hello.
We're going to talk about sponsoring and why sponsoring is so important. But if we look at sponsoring at events, in the past, we had a banner, a flag with a logo on it, and that was sponsoring, and then you paid a certain price for it. But those things changed.
I think sponsoring is a part of the strategy of a company. So that means then when we organize events, we have to deal with the strategy of the company mm-hmm. and see how can we match it with our strategy or our concept or creativity of the event. So, for example, with the Tallship Race, when we organize, we see what are the main points in the event. Mm-hmm. Is there a match with these capital points in the event and the strategy of the company? So we mix them and then we try to search a link between them. But it means we go to the companies, we propose our event, the main idea of the event, creativity about the event, and certainly the strategy about it. Yep. Then we try to match with it, with each other. And I think that's very important. And then afterwards we start talking about the flag and the logo mm-hmm. and that kind of things.
Okay, but it all starts with a meeting where you discuss how there can be a fit between the advertiser, the sponsor, and the event, or?
I think it starts with, as we say, a click, something. Yeah. We sent you a brochure.
Yeah, that's the reason, by the way, I invited you guys. You were organizing the Tallship race in Antwerp, and I got this brochure. And what really struck me was the fact that it told a story. What's in it for me? Why should I, mm-hmm. as a business, have interest in your event? And most of the brochures we get are always, well, look how good we are, and you yeah. need to be there because we yeah. need your money. Yeah. And, well, that's not that kind of inspiring.
Yeah. Well, I think what also Tom already said is that it's about telling a story with your event. Mm-hmm. And that's something you can offer to mm-hmm. someone who can be interested for it. And in the end, it is trying to find that match between the one who is interested and we with yeah. our story. So when you tell a story, you don't do it saying we are the best. Mm-hmm. You just tell your story. Yeah. And that's also something that unites us in the way we do business. We are in business about telling your story and trying to find people who are interested in it. So also yeah. the match for sponsoring, I think it's the same way to get to a good sponsoring yeah. agreement.
But in the past, we had the traditional sponsor packages, and mm-hmm. it could be a gold, a diamond sponsor, and there were prizes besides it. Yeah. But in these days, if you go and talk with the sponsor, okay, what would you like to do? How can we match it into the event? How then can you decide what you can offer and at what price?
That's the most difficult part.
Yeah. At one point, yeah. you yeah. need to ask a price yeah. for yeah. it.
Yes, of course.
I think we're dealing with events, and events is it's a combination between the people who are on the event, the media planning, the communication strategy. This is the whole bunch is the event. Mm-hmm. So this means, for example, at the Tallship races, we expect for 800,000 people, for about. They have their value. They are important. They're a community on the event, and they have their value. Same with the logo, as you say.
Yeah.
The ships has their value, and so mm-hmm. you match them together. And you say, when you become a sponsor of this event, this has a value, a price, as you say. And we try to have the price lower than the expectations that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. this means you invest 30 or 50K in this event, but after at the end, the most important thing is that the company says, I invested 50,000 euro, for example, but I had a lot more in media planning, in visibility, in awareness, in
activation,
data recognition, yeah. that kind of thing.
Because what is it exactly that most sponsors are after for? Is it just the branding on the event, or do they want more?
Well, in fact, in the basis is always your media plan, your yeah. your return, as Tom described, that you can prove mm-hmm. that there is something that we really can offer you. Yeah. But then that's only the base. On top of that, you have to build your story together with the sponsor, the event and the sponsor together. And then it's trying to find the matches between the two partners and implement them in the event.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key thing in sponsoring now, trying to find that dialogue and to find a common way to tell a common story.
Yeah. And a dialogue in the event, so live, and also offline in the community on Facebook and that kind of. So it's a match between. But that's why we have the skills. We have the skills for organizing the event, and I think it's the most important reason is the live factor.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you have the community in all kind of online media, but the meaning. You have a match, you have the story on an event is the most important thing for us.
But going in dialogue with a sponsor, that also means that you must be willing to adapt or change your event to get a fit. Or is that a step too far?
No, in a certain way, you are right. I think you have to have the flexibility to change certain things. That's why it is very important to start very early in the process to contact possible sponsors and to really see what is possible and have the flexibility to change even elements in your event or in the communication about the event in favor of what the sponsor needs.
Okay. And who is it you need to talk with in a company? Is it still the marketing manager or?
These days, I think it's and. It means the CEO, the marketing manager, communication manager, the HR manager. So I think
an HR manager for sponsoring?
There are sponsoring something that is in different levels in the company. So it has to be driven by everyone.
Yeah. And it just take the element of employer branding.
Okay, yeah.
That's HR issue. So only for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we try to have in the beginning when we propose our event or the sponsoring campaign. We try to have a match between a lot of people, not only the CEO as in the older days,
His daughter was playing a soccer in a certain team and then that team gets sponsored. Yeah.
Yeah. Those times are over, I think. It still happens that a CEO can be very interested in some kind of sponsoring, but he will always consult his marketing department to see if it is really valuable for the company.
That's the most important thing, why we put everyone together. When Geert and Nick, few months ago, we went with the brochure on the we put it on the table of some companies. We started with have a meeting afterwards, the second meeting, third meeting, because the first time you have a click with somebody from the HR department or the marketing department, and always we tell them afterwards we need to have a second meeting to see, because there are different kind of ways to look at the event. For example, the Tallship Race, you can see it as one of the largest event. You can see it as a smaller event with a story. You can see it of different events with each time a different vessel. So there are different kind of ways of looking to the event.
Yeah.
And for example, a marketing manager can be interesting in the 800,000 people who are investing, who are visiting our event. But perhaps somebody will want to have a VIP event for his 40 large customers on a vessel, on a ship. Yeah. It's a complete different way of looking to the event.
Or recruit people for his company. Engineers, for instance, can be a very interesting target group to get. And with employer branding, you can also activate this on an event.
That's indeed an interesting angle to look at it.
Yeah.
Maybe to conclude with, can events live without sponsoring?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so, no. Because... perhaps we have to turn it over to ask a question. Is it possible to have a sponsoring campaign without an event? So we're two different companies working together for the Tallship Race, because we have the main reason why we want to organize this and we have the main interest. But the thing is, we love life, as we say. So we absolutely think there's a most important value to organizing events. So I think it's very difficult to have organize sponsoring campaigns without the element of life, without the element of having people together. Perhaps it's 40 people or the 800,000 people, but putting people together to have the same feeling, the same storytelling, it's, I think, the most important thing. And it's an added value for the sponsoring campaign.
Mm-hmm. I think for a sponsor, it's very important to reach his community, to have that real life contact with his people, his target audience. And sometimes we say also in our company that the more digital the world gets, the more need you have to have that live contact.
Yeah.
I think it's a very crucial thing in sponsoring also.
That's a very nice one to to conclude with.
Yeah.
Geert, Tom, thank you very much for coming over.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.